Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Humble and Hungry. I'm your friend, Natalie Pouchet. Welcome back, everyone. My energy is all over the place today. I feel like I have energy and then I'm tired. It's a whole thing. Even though I should have energy because I just got back from the fertility doctor and I was spread eagle and had a big dildo thingy just straight up my hoo-ha. Speaking of, I actually have a fertility specialist. Her name is Abby Feeder. She's a certified life and fertility coach, CEO and founder of In Circle Fertility and host of The Fertility Chick. She's a IVF twin mom and is super knowledgeable in the space, and I'm super excited to talk to her and pick her brain because what happened today and what transpired is basically that everything looked good. Everything looked good, and we're going to get into that with her today. I'm going to sort of debrief her on everything that happened and really ask her all the questions as far as, you know, what happens if it is unexplained infertility and what can I do, etc. So it's a really great episode and I hope you guys enjoy it. Okay, Abby. Oh my gosh. Thank you for coming on the show.
My pleasure. I can't wait to hear what's going on.
Well, first of all, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm good.
I feel like some people hate Mondays. I love Mondays because it's like the day to get my life back in order after the chaos of a weekend.
Yeah. I think after you have kids, Monday is almost like it's almost like my Sunday because then now I'm like, okay, go to school so that I can now focus on mommy. Because like on the weekend, I can't go exactly. To the gym. I can't get anything done. It's like chaotic.
So, totally. Yeah. It's something I didn't consider pre-having kids that I would be so happy Monday came around, you know? Totally. Because I wanted them totally. So badly, and then they're here, and I'm like, okay, can't wait for Monday 8 a.m., you know?
Totally. How old are your kids now?
Yeah. 4 and a half twins.
I saw that. So you're IVF twins.
IVF twins, yes.
Oh, my God. It's kind of like my biggest fear.
I know. I saw that, which mm-hmm. I totally understand. It was honestly a fluke that it even happened.
Why? Can you tell us a story?
Well – yeah. I mean, my story is really long. I can start with how it happened and we can dissect or pull apart anything as along the way. But we had put in so many embryos that did not take, tested embryos, untested embryos, tested embryos where I had a loss. So we were doing our final round, which was, you don't want to hear this, but it was our eighth round of IVF, our eighth transfer.
Oh my gosh. I had
done four retrievals. I know.
I'm psycho. Can I ask you,
but did
you
do enough?
Did you do IUI and all that stuff beforehand, or did you just go straight to IVF? Okay.
We did four IUIs. We tried on our own for a long time. We kept thinking, like, we're not going to need help. This is so weird. Yeah. Like, it can't be our story. Next month will be the month.
Yep.
And then we started with IUIs. I did far more than I would recommend to anybody. We can talk about that.
Okay. Good to know.
I did four. I mean, and I don't know your exact scenario, so we can get there. But, like, for me – I would have had so many more answers if I'd gone to IVF sooner, but I didn't know. And I kept thinking I didn't need IVF. So then we started IVF and I was like, okay, we're starting IVF. So that's a guaranteed baby, right?
Yeah.
And then it was not. So we ended up, this was over several years where we would take breaks in between and, you know, reassess and all the things. But finally, in the round that worked for me, which was my eighth transfer, we put three embryos in for the first time ever. It was like one of the only things we hadn't done yet.
Yeah.
And in a very unexpected turn of events, all three took. So we ended up having to do what's called a reduction because there was like a 90% chance or 97% chance that I would miscarry one if not more than one. And if it happened sort of quote unquote naturally and not with the help of medicine, it was much more detrimental to the other babies.
Right.
So I could have lost all of them. I could have lost. So when I finally was pregnant with three, which was like the most insane and shocking thing you can, it felt so surreal. I knew I was going to have to reduce. I was like, okay, well, I'm going to get one. Like, I know I'm going to get one. If I have three, my chances are great that I'll have one. And so the fact that I was able to get two was such a bonus for me because it was really, in the end, the only chance I was going to have babies. And so I did get a dream come true. I have a boy and a girl. They're 4 and a half.
My gosh.
It took 6 years and a lot of heartache and a lot of money and a lot of unexpected relationship trouble, whether it was my family or my friends or my husband. I mean, all the things.
Oh, I bet.
But,
wow.
You know, but yeah, we did get here. I know.
That's
crazy.
Insane. So was when you started the whole process and going to get tested and everything, was it how did your test come back? How were his tests? Like, was
everything was great. It was unexplained everything.
See, that's mine.
Which is so hard.
Yeah, today
I
spread eagle right now. We're just talking about this off camera, but like, yeah, I met Wanda, you know, and he went through everything and looked at my, you know, my uterus and everything checked out. Everything was fine.
Well, and you've had another pregnancy carried to term with no issue as far as I know, right? There were no issues.
No
so
issues.
That makes it like all the more confounding and frustrating because you know you can do it and you know that it's like there's – you know that your body knows what to do.
Exactly.
You know?
And so then tomorrow he's going to go and give them his sample because, I mean, maybe it's him. I don't know. Maybe my first was like a total miracle. I have no idea.
Totally. And by the way – because I heard you at one point, I did a very fast deep dive once we connected, so I don't know the whole story, but at one point you were like, I don't want to make him go do that yet. And I was like, girl, that's the easiest part of the
whole process.
I know,
because I thought it was like an ego thing. Like, I just didn't want to, I don't know. It just felt like weird to have to make him do it.
But here's a thing to remember, like if God forbid you were diagnosed with something, he wouldn't want you to take that all on yourself, right? He'd be like,
totally.
This isn't your fault. You didn't know. And so same with him. If God forbid you find out that's what it is, you love him, you know you have a beautiful baby and you'll get there. It's not his fault. He cannot help it. And I find like the guys that, well, we'll see what happens, but like they do have ego about it on all fronts.
Yeah.
Like when the sperm's good, they're like, oh, I got the most sperm ever,
totally.
You know? And it's like, dude, you have no control over this. So just relax, you know?
Yes, I know. And I told him and I called him afterwards. I was like, I'm good. Like everything looks good. He's like, damn, maybe it is me. And I'm like, you know, but even if it is, it's fine. Like it is what it is, you know? It's at least we have our one. And if that's, you know, if that's all it's going to be, then that's fine too, you know? But
right, but you just want to know.
Just want to know, yeah.
And the reality is, especially if it is male factor, there's so many things you can do to get what you need. It's just a matter of how much you want, how much money,
physical. What does that look like? Like, what if he's just shooting blanks completely?
Well, if he's shooting blanks completely, that's a different story. And then – but – I don't think that's what's happening because you have a baby. So, but we don't know. It's a possibility.
Yeah.
I can't be like, oh, don't worry about that. It might be.
Yeah.
It totally might be. But if it's like low morphology or low motility, which means they're not moving fast enough or they're not shaped the right way, then, I mean, it's an IVF answer, but you would basically want to fertilize outside of the body so that they can control putting the best quality sperm that look the best, that have the best shape and size and speed into the best possible egg that they can get out of you. And so, yeah, I know that when you're facing this, especially when you've had one already, you're like, it's like you're resentful. Like, why would I need to do IVF? F you.
Yeah, you're like annoyed at your body. Like, really? Really?
Yeah. You're annoyed at everything. Yeah. Your body, the money, like all of it. Right? You're like,
my insurance won't cover it. Yeah. So it's like, oh my God.
I mean, like I said, my kids are 4 and a half. I'm still paying them off. I'm always like, kids, y'all better start working real fast because your college fund long spent, you know?
Totally. What about
– so anyway, there are ways to control it is my point. If it's male factor, it's not the end of the world.
Right. But the IUI basically, I mean, they would just grab his sample and then they would just basically just shoot it up there when I'm ovulating.
Exactly. So they call it a sperm wash, where they like put it through a machine so that, again, only the best ones win. Uh-huh. And they take the best possible ones, and then they time your ovulation at an exact point. So you'll take what they call a trigger shot, right? Like, you'll get monitored all the way along with your doctor, and he'll make sure. Did you do Clomid? I think you did.
Are you going to do Clomid? Yeah. He said he can either put me on Clomid, or there's another one. I didn't write it down, but it was
Letrozole,
like,
maybe? Yes. Letrozole.
What's the difference?
So they basically are the same.
Okay.
They're the same thing. They're just two different manufacturers. Clomid, they both can make you have crazy emotional reactions. So I'm just – and some people don't, but like there's a meme that's like – yeah. Like, there's a meme that's like, ask me how I did on Clomid and I'll show you the shit I broke. Like, it's –
oh, shit. Really? Like, ragey.
For me yeah. Ragey, hot flashes. And only for a couple days, but I just wish I would have had the heads up that that might happen.
Do you only take
you know
it
what I mean?
When you're on your period? Is that what it is? Or do you have to take it all month
long? No, you only take it for like 5 days leading up to ovulation.
Okay.
So it's like between – from your last cycle – when your last cycle starts, and then they'll wait for it to end, and then you'll start for a couple days before you ovulate. And it's basically ensuring ovulation.
Got it.
So that if and when they do the IUI – they can get it at the exact right time and make sure they've put the best sperm in when they know you're ovulating.
And both of those, you could potentially drop multiple eggs, right? With the Clomid.
Yes.
Don't they say that there's like one specific one that like you don't drop as many eggs?
I'm guessing between the two, I think it's Letrozole, but I don't know. I don't want to give you a hard answer on that because I'm not sure. You can drop. Can I ask you something? How old are you?
34.
Did you say that publicly?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Of
34.
Course.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I thought so, but because that's the other thing.
And he's 38.
I mean, you're still young, especially in the fertility world. You're like, baby.
Yeah. I'm like, you would think I'm like, you know, but you never know.
I know.
But 38
Well,
for
you're
going
to get every step. The hymn is like kind of irrelevant. I mean, it's not really. It all does matter, but we know like 80-year-olds can have babies.
Yeah,
but yeah, like sperm does age, even though they say it doesn't. It's not like aging eggs. There's no end point to it. But he's still in his prime as far, you know, there shouldn't be anything age-related for him.
And then someone else mentioned, because I was posting it on Instagram, someone was like, yeah, I had my period, but I wasn't actually ovulating. Like, I wasn't dropping any eggs. So that also could be a thing.
Which can happen.
So, right, because like right now, he wouldn't be able to know that, right? The doctor wouldn't be able
to. That's why they would give you like a Clomid type medication to make sure you ovulate.
Right.
And he's going to monitor you along the way to make sure it's growing, your egg is growing at the appropriate size for insemination. Yeah.
Crazy.
But here's the thing. Yeah. Like, here's the thing. This is not like scare tactics, but why you're only going to get so much information at each step of the way. And the thing about IVF, and I'm not an IVF pusher at all. Like, I'm not saying you need this yet, but you might be fertilizing great, but we don't know that your eggs, that your embryo is multiplying into the right number of cells, or it's multiplying into the right number of cells, but not hitting what they call a blastocyst, which is like when it hits a 5-day mark and is able to sort of push out of its outer shell and become a fetus.
Mm.
Or we don't know if it's becoming a fetus, but it has an abnormality that's going to cause a miscarriage. So each step of the way, you learn more and more and more, and you can't really learn all of that until you do the big guns.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. I mean,
which is why I wouldn't recommend like
Go ahead.
Which is why I wouldn't recommend like 4 IUIs, because if you already have a kid, you guys generally probably know how to time it right. There's no other issue going on. Like, you're not really upping your chances that much each time you do an IUI.
Right.
It's definitely a good place to start. But if it doesn't work after like two, look, if you are my client, and I don't want to give advice that's kind of unsolicited, but it's like mini solicited, like I probably wouldn't want you to go more than 2 IUIs maximum.
Yeah. Which is probably
personally,
we probably wouldn't, but it's funny because I mean, I didn't even think I'd be doing this. So I don't want to like say I won't do IVF, but like we've spoken about it and I don't even think he wants to do IVF.
Yeah.
And
I understand that.
Yeah. And so it's hard because I would probably be open to it, even though it's, you know, obviously way more expensive. But, you know, you also don't want to push the relationship and then, you know, make him resentful or that's that whole other factor, right?
Totally.
So,
and that's it. Yeah. It's hard when you're not on the same page, whatever that page might be.
Right.
It's really hard.
Yeah. I had a moment I was like, well, yeah, maybe we shouldn't. But then I was like, yeah, but then what, I mean, what's really the difference between IVF and an IUI as far as like, you know, sort of like leaving it up to God kind of thing. And it's like, we don't want to play God, but also, you know, there is this technology for a reason. And this is how a lot of people get pregnant. So it's almost like,
and like, I think, you know, for me personally, I am a very spiritual person and I believe in science and I have no issues with this way of getting pregnant.
Right. Like, me neither.
You could get all crazy. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to go too far down a rabbit hole, but like for me personally, I don't believe the soul of the baby enters just when the embryo is created. And so I kind of am able to separate the science from the spiritual. Mm-hmm. And that really helped me because along the way, because we did so many, made so many embryos and had so many transfers and you know, that it helped me make peace with it.
Totally. Did you end up having a random C-section or were you able to?
I did.
You did?
I had a planned C-section, okay. Yeah. And then I was actually really proud of my kids because they came 2 days earlier than my planned C-section. So I felt again like there was a little bit of God in it and not only like a planned time totally. To show up at the hospital.
Oh my God, that's
you
so
know,
funny.
That
happened with mine too.
Yeah, did we you have a C-section?
Yeah, we had a planned C-section and then she came planned. Like a week early. So
yeah.
There's that surprise.
I have no issue. I have no issue. Like I mean, first of all, I was so grateful I was finally having babies, totally. But like I had no issue. I don't feel like I missed out on something in life because I didn't have a quote unquote natural birth.
Yeah.
Vaginal birth,
oh, me
whatever
neither.
You want to call it.
I'm
yeah.
Good.
I'm just like there's enough that can go wrong that day. Like if that's one thing that's in control, no problem.
Yeah. Me too. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm hopeful.
I'm hopeful. You're not nearly at the end of the road. It's just a matter of like how much emotional bandwidth you have to put into it, you know?
Totally. Totally. How much is IVF normally?
It really depends on what phase you're at, but I think the average is around $20,000 per
that's
cycle.
What I heard.
Yeah. It's not fun.
No.
It's not great.
An IUI is like much cheaper. It's like
it's
2000.
Much cheaper. Yes.
Yeah.
But like you think about, I did, for example, 4 IUIs. That's
right.
By the time you add in more meds, well, let's say it was 10,000. That's like half a cycle of IVF I could have spent that money on, which is why I don't want you to do too many.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I've talked about deodorant and BO and smells a lot with you guys on the show. And I feel like there have been some products that I have liked for a little bit, and then it sort of, my BO came back. There's some that were just a no from the get-go, but finally I have found one that I'm telling you has been such a game changer in my daily routine, and it's Lumi. So Lumi is, it's been created by like an OBGYN, and she saw firsthand how like normal BO is being misdiagnosed and mistreated. They've come out with, and I don't know, I'm sure you guys have seen it everywhere on Instagram. And I was a little hesitant at first, right? Because it's almost like everyone's talking about it. They're like, does it actually work? But then I tried it and I'm telling you guys, I have not had BO since I've started this. So they've come out with this whole body deodorant and it's the first of its kind. Lumi's basically, it's safe, to use anywhere on your body. And I'm not kidding. Like you armpits, under boob. Thigh folds, belly button, butt cracks, vulvas, feet, like everything. And again, it was created by this OBGYN who like saw this firsthand. It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control odor for up to 72 hours. And unlike any other deodorant, you know, they sort of like to mask odor with like a fragrance. Lumi is formulated and powered by mandelic acid to stop odor before it starts. It's almost like a pre-deodorant. It's aluminum-free, it's baking soda-free, paraben-free, and also has a pH balance for, so it's like safe to use, you know, under the belt. Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, the cream tube deodorant, and then two free products of your choice, like a little mini body wash, a little deodorant wipes, which again are my favorite. And as a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code HUMBLE at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code HUMBLE. I'm telling you guys, I bring to the gym every single day and sometimes I even forget to shower. I smell that good. And I don't smell BO. And that is insane. Like, you know, sometimes, you know, like when I wear my workout pants twice and I use the wipes, my pants don't smell. I don't smell. I'm telling you, it's a game changer. You guys do not want to miss this. Again, new customers get $5 off the Lumi Starter Pack with code HUMBLE. So go to LumiDeodorant.com, use code HUMBLE, and you're going to save over 40% off your starter pack. Enjoy.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
So we're traveling this next sort of month and a half. So I'm hoping that I can just, like, you know, relax and have fun and hopefully, you know, have it happen naturally, like on the trips and everything.
Yeah.
But yeah. Would you recommend anything, like me doing anything differently?
Are you doing supplements? I think I saw you're doing acupuncture, which I know you can't do while you're traveling. But yeah. What supplements are you doing?
Nothing.
Okay.
Should I be?
I mean, yes. It's not going to make it or break it, I don't think, but you want to optimize. I'm not one of these people that thinks all the external things are going to make it or break it. Like,
yeah.
It's not going to be acupuncture that finally does it, right. And it's not going to be supplements that finally do it. But I do believe it's a holistic approach. And so doing all the things you can to optimize both you and Riley will help. So, like, there's so many good ones out there. But are you taking prenatal or anything?
I'm taking a prenatal. I'm so bad at it, but yes.
So you want to just, like, set an alarm. If it's not at the same time every day, that's fine. But just, like, take it every day.
Okay.
But you want to be, like, taking vitamin D. He can take vitamin D.
Okay.
CoQ10. And, like, I know this doesn't help your listeners right now, but personally I can send you a list.
Yes.
Like, I can email you a list.
Yes, yes. I'm writing it down.
But for anyone who's listening, like, vitamin D, CoQ10, prenatal, I think magnesium at night, especially when you're traveling, and you can take it. There's really good, like, packets you can bring and just take them at night before bed. Because it helps you get better sleep, which helps your oxygen work better, which helps your ovaries work better. I mean, it's all connected.
Totally.
What am I forgetting? I have a whole list.
Oh my gosh.
That I will send you, and anybody can reach out to me and ask.
Yeah, but, please.
You know, I think it helps. We want your eggs to be in the best possible shape, and traveling takes a toll on your body, and it also does great things for your body. So I want to make sure you're staying balanced, and, like, the vitamin D and CoQ10 for sperm is really good. So why not put him on it?
Okay. Okay. So he should take all this too.
Part of the process.
Oh, okay.
He really only needs the CoQ10 and the vitamin D.
Okay.
But also, I mean, he could take the magnesium before bed too, just because it's great for your sleep and it's great for your digestion. So, like, why not?
Yeah.
You know,
is there a certain brand that you like? I know that there's so many.
There's so many. I'm really a fan of the brand Needed.
Okay.
It's a prenatal company. They are amazing. I care a lot about ingredients.
Yeah.
Like, since going through my own journey, I care a lot about how things are made and who makes them and where they're made. Things that are important to me, if it's made by a woman, amazing extra points and bonus. This is a woman-owned company. They are a certified B Corp company, which is, like, highest standards of environmental, growing, ethical, all of those things, which is super important to me.
Love that.
And they do third-party testing, which is crucial for me, which means they hire out. They don't tell the people who the brand is, and then they test externally, and it's, like, all anonymous.
Love that.
And so, yeah, I'll send you – I think I have a code for 20% off of all – well, we'll figure it out. But
okay.
I think if you put In Circle, which is my company,
yep.
I think it's 20% off all Needed, but Needed, I think the website is This Is Needed. Okay. They're amazing. Highly recommend.
Okay, love it. I'm going to order that today.
Yes.
I feel like, okay, I should have been doing this a long time ago, but it's good to know. Have you heard of like the whole Mucinex thing? Is that a real thing?
I don't think it's real. I just recently saw it in like a headline and I haven't researched it. I don't think it's real, but in my
so many women
day,
swear
like when
by
I was
it.
First I mean, it can't hurt. So like you want to maybe bring it on your vacation if you're not planning on doing anything else, right? Like grab some Mucinex, why not? It used to be in the old days, this brand called Geritol Vitamins. Like all the old ladies I would tell that I was going through it, they're like, have you tried Geritol? So I would, and I'm like, it
this is our version of it.
So,
okay.
Exactly.
Listen, I'm totally willing to try. And then anything to help his sperm, like, I don't know, anything for that?
Just the vitamin D and the CoQ10. So CoQ10 is like a super strong antioxidant. And so just like any antioxidant, you want it to keep all the toxins away from the sperm. And that's what it'll do. And then vitamin D just helps with everything. It helps with motility. If it's a morphology issue, that's shape. There's not much he can do to control it. But taking the supplements will still make sure that the sample they get is the best of the best.
Okay. It's not like a specific diet or like – I don't know.
I mean, look, like Mediterranean diet is always encouraged. I think he's a chef.
Yes.
So I'm guessing he eats very wonderful, amazing food. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't think it's going to make it or break it. And like you're traveling. So I think the stress of keeping a very strict diet is worse than the benefit of keeping the strict diet.
Totally.
So, right? Like, eat Mediterranean. Like, you know all the good things to eat.
Right.
Leafy greens, you know, fish more than meat. If it is meat, try to go organic.
Yeah.
In general,
so there's nothing like one specific thing of like, oh, if he eats the specific seed or this nut or whatever. I don't know.
Not really.
Okay.
I would say it's more for the woman, like when you get ready to do – if and when you do IUI and or IVF, you want foods that help your blood flow because blood flow to the uterine area is what helps the embryo implant.
Mm-hmm.
So it's things like lamb, organic red meat, grass-fed – cinnamon, beets are really good for blood flow. Trying to think what else. Like if you go, I know you're, I think I saw your acupuncturist is very traditional in terms of Chinese medicine.
Yeah.
They're very like no cold foods, no iced drinks. For me personally, I couldn't do that. Like I don't drink coffee. Iced tea is my vice of choice. And I'm like, I'm not depriving myself of iced tea when I'm going through all this.
That's going to actually depress me. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was like, I don't think the ice from the iced tea is what's going to make it or break it. But in their minds, I also did a bunch of transfers in the summer. And I was like, I'm not going to sleep with no air conditioning on, you know?
You just aren't
things
supposed
like
to
that
be like in the cold at all.
Yeah. They're like no wind, no air, no ice because
Stop.
For them it like messes up. Yeah. And that was, I was like, look, I'm going to have to pick and choose what I follow and what I don't. And I chose not to follow those because it would have made me really miserable.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Should I be tracking? Like, do you think I should just continue to track it before?
I would track it if until you're medically tracking it. I mean, if your doctor is going to monitor you right now for a potential IUI, you don't need to do much because you're going to see from Wanda.
I don't think
every day.
Well, I don't think we're doing it
they're
until July. Yeah, I think we're not even monitoring
until
July.
Yeah. So yeah, you can keep a monitor. Like, do you use an app or do you
there's the Mira one and then there's the like the one on Amazon, like just like those little sticks. Like
you mean for
pre-mom?
For actual ovulation?
Yeah.
Okay, there are apps where you can literally track like your temperature every day with your ovulation stick and you just like enter it all into an app.
Yep.
For me personally, that stressed me out too. So like I did not like doing that part, but a lot of women, it was also like just coming out at the time that I was going through this. So I think had it been a couple years later, I would have been much more married to it. But a lot of people like it because it makes you feel like you're in control of this very out of control situation, which is really what my whole thing is about. And if it makes you feel good, do it. There's an app called Embi. There's one called Uva. Aura, I think, has a fertility component to it. So there are apps out there if you want to track and you do like your body temperature every morning when you wake up and your first pee of the day and what did it look like and what is your cervical mucus like and all of those things. again, when it's unexplained, it's hard to know if any of that is actually having an impact, but right. It might.
I was doing two different ones, and one was saying I was ovulating on like on a Monday, and the other one said I was ovulating like on a Thursday. So I was like,
and that's the thing. I know. I mean, it's funny. One of my fertility doctors, I was doing like the super fancy, the fanciest ovulation sticks I could find. And she was like, just go buy the 99-cent store ones. They're the
same.
Best.
Yeah, it's the same. It's like a pregnancy test. It's like, doesn't matter. Exactly. They're all going to tell you the same thing.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
My goodness gracious. Well, I know. Thank you for being here. Thank you talking me through all of this. It's
my pleasure. And it's a lot. You can reach out anytime. This is my business. Is like I help women and couples going through this because I've been there and it freaking sucks.
Yeah. Were you doing this before?
My podcast, which is called No. Oh, okay. I only came into this because of my experience.
Oh my gosh.
Because I just felt there was this very large gap between the clinic and the patient.
Yeah.
And like I always say, it takes a village to make a baby, and I truly believe that it does. And it's funny, like once we have the baby, we're willing to spend money on all sorts of supplemental things like a doula or a night nurse or a lactation consultant because it's like, well, now they're here and we deserve the best for ourselves, but we don't necessarily do that on the way to getting them. Mm-hmm. And I think it's more important, if not just as important. So I do my fertility coaching so that women have part of a village or like I believe acupuncturists should be part of your village. I think therapy is amazing, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
Totally.
Absolutely. So people can hire you and basically you can just sort of like walk them through the entire process.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
I love
that. And sometimes it is – thank you. I love it too. I it's one of those things where like I never would have wanted this path for myself, but I'm so grateful I'm able to do this with it now because it's so clear this is what I was meant to do. Mm-hmm. And especially I'm not a couples therapist, but I do meet with husbands and wives together sometimes. It's usually the wife that books me and the husband will come in sometimes to the meetings because like I said, they're not always on the same page and we just dissect that and like what might a future look like if you are on the same page and if you're not on the same page and all of that.
Oh my God. And where can we find you?
Yeah. So my podcast is also Cloud 10. Mm-hmm. We're together on that.
Yes.
And it's called The Fertility Chick. And it is stories of how people got to their families while balancing the rest of their lives, career success, family success, all of those things. So you can find me at The Fertility Chick on Insta. I'm also, you'll see my business name there, which is In Circle Fertility. You can find me at Abby Feeder. I'm at all the places, but the Fertility Chick is the podcast. And, you know, even if you're not going through infertility, I guarantee everybody could think of 1 to 5 people they know who are.
Yes.
So we talk a lot about like, what are the things that you should say and what are the things you should not say? And look, it's nobody wants to be in this club, but there is a way that you can like really support your friends and loved ones going through it. And I just want everyone to know that whether they're going through it or not.
Yes. And I think for me, it's like, just don't say, just stop stressing and it'll happen. Like, I think that to me, that is like the most annoying thing ever.
I'm not trying to stress.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm more stressed by you telling me not to stress.
Yes, exactly. I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, is that how I'm going to get pregnant? Great.
Oh my God. Let me write that down. Yeah. Let me write that down. Yeah. Thanks.
Totally.
I know.
Okay. Well, I love all of this. Thank you. You guys go check her out. And I'll definitely keep you posted.
Please do.
I'll let you know.
Please
how
do.
It goes.
I want to know everything.
All right. I'm going to go buy all of this from Needed. Thank you.
Yeah. Yay, Needed. Thanks for having me, Natalie.
Thanks. Bye. Thank you all so much for tuning in. You know, I know I've been talking about this infertility thing forever. So I apologize if it's feeling a little redundant. I'm trying to take you guys on this sort of journey with me. And you know, I have faith that I'm going to get pregnant. I really do. And if it's meant to be, it'll be. I'm just praying that it's, you know, a healthy journey throughout all of it. And, just know that you're not alone if you are also going through this as well. So anyhow, I hope you guys have a beautiful week. I am in Yellowstone currently, or I will be in Yellowstone. And I can't wait to update you guys on that. Wish me luck. I'm a little nervous about this trip. But I think it's going to be fine. You know what? We're going to hike. We're going to do outdoorsy things. It's going to be great. And I'll definitely, you know, be posting on Instagram. So go follow there and also follow me on the Out of Office app, where I basically am updating all of my travel recommendations, my must-haves, not my must-haves, my must-goes, my must-tos, my must-to-goes. What am I saying? See, I'm told I'm delirious. Basically, it's all the places that I recommend to dine, to stay, etc. It's an awesome, very, very cool app. So go follow me there, and also Patreon if you guys want last week's unhinged girl talk. That's all ad free. You can get basically now dozens and hundreds, maybe at this point, maybe not hundreds, but a shit ton of episodes ad free if you guys go sign up to Patreon. So okay, I'm done. Love you guys. Have a beautiful, beautiful week, and I will see you all next week. Remember, stay humble and stay hungry.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.